Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour. I mean, I've never seen anything like this with this Chinese reconnaissance balloon, you know, flying all over the United States. And the Biden administration's known about it for days. And the only thing that they seem to care about is stopping the meeting with Tony Blinken, who's absolutely useless anyway, meeting with, you know, President Xi in a first visit to China by a Biden cabinet. Now, to me, this is not a complicated issue. If we could recover the beautiful balloon, right? It's a beautiful balloon, a reconnaissance balloon, and it's flying over our airspace. Now, my vote, my first vote would be to recover it. My second vote would be to do this. And blow up the balloon. That's kind of like basic defense 101. You don't violate our airspace, especially a country so sensitive to violating airspace that doesn't even want our country to visit our allies in Taiwan. I mean, this guy is, he's got to get a backbone, or can he not? This is why I've been raising the question and saying for a long time, all of these foreign business deals with our number one geopolitical foe, China, our number two geopolitical foe, that would be Russia. And then you got Kazakhstan and Ukraine, et cetera, et cetera. Has this influenced, is this influencing the president's ability to deal firmly and objectively? In other words, my question is, I want to know if these business deals have compromised the Biden family. And I don't know the answer to that. But there's an awful lot of money we're talking about, especially with China and Russia, number one and number two, geopolitical foe. It's interesting. So earlier today, General Pat Ryder, okay, states the obvious. The Chinese balloon is a surveillance balloon, reconnaissance balloon, violating U.S. airspace. He says it's unacceptable. Yeah, no Adam Schiff.
Can you give us a little bit more on the status of the balloon? You said it's in the central of the central U.S. What state? Do you have any guidance for people as they see this balloon, or they're trying to photograph it or maybe try and interfere with it?
Sure. Thanks, Tara. So first of all, we are aware of the PRC's statement. However, the fact is we know that it's a surveillance balloon, and I'm not going to be able to be more specific than that. We do know that the balloon has violated U.S. airspace and international law, which is unacceptable. And so we've conveyed this directly to the PRC at multiple levels. And in terms of specific locations, I'm not going to be able to go into specific locations again, other than to say it's moving eastward at this time.
Now, Mark Esper, who's Secretary of Defense under Donald Trump, he seems to take my position. Well, I don't know if he said that he would recover the balloon first. I'd recover it. I'd want to know what equipment is in there. I want to know, maybe we can learn some Chinese secrets in the process and we can recover it. I would think that's a doable mission, perhaps difficult, but we're the United States of America. We send people to the moon. They walk around, they get back in their ship and they come back home. And if you can do that, I would think a reconnaissance balloon would be difficult, but doable. And if you can't do that, then we have option B. And this is the one that Mark Esper is talking about. Here's what he said.
Well, first of all, I'm surprised by this. I think it is a brazen act by the Chinese to do this. We were just talking about whether or not it has more or less intelligence value than what they currently have. I don't think we know. And so my interest would be not necessarily shooting it down, but bringing it down so that we can capture the equipment and understand exactly what they're doing. Are they taking pictures? Are they intercepting signals? What are they doing? And what is the level of technical capability? It will tell us a lot about what they're trying to do, what they're trying to learn, and what their capability is of doing that. Now, failing that, I would definitely shoot it down, provided that there's no risk to people on the ground. They obviously are looking for something. They need information that I would assume they can't get through satellites. And so that's why I would be very interested in getting hold of this, whatever the payload is, and understanding exactly what they're looking for and why. And then, of course, it gives us a good sense of their level of technological capability. The Chinese have been spying on us for years, for decades. We know the FBI tells us that, what, every 12 hours they open up an espionage case. To me, this is a brazen act. And so at the political level, we have to push back. We have to defend American sovereignty. And we have to make clear to the Chinese that we're not going to tolerate this.
Yeah, but of course, the FBI, we know, has more pressing priorities, going after angry moms and dads that don't like the curriculum and speak out at school board meetings. They have other priorities like meeting weekly with big tech companies, telling them there might be a misinformation campaign in the lead up to an election about Hunter, knowing damn well that the Hunter Biden laptop was real because they had it since December of 2019. Anyway, what should we be doing? Victoria Coates is with us, former Deputy National Security Advisor to President Trump, and Lieutenant Colonel Jim Carafano, Vice President of the National Security at Heritage. Welcome both of you back to the program. Victoria, we'll start with you. My first option would be that of Secretary Esper, and that would be if we can retrieve it and bring it back to Earth, I'd like to study it. If not, option B would be to blow it right out of the sky.
Well, thanks, Sean, and good to be with you and with Jim. Yes, and the other question I might have is why didn't they take action against the balloon when it first entered U.S. airspace over Alaska? I mean, that would have been the place to actually take action against it, where you have far less dense population, you have a better chance of capturing the balloon, and you send the clear message to Beijing that we're not going to stand for it. Instead, they let that thing just keep making a beeline to the center of the country where sensitive things are stored, and did nothing to stop it until it got into the news.
I think that's very well said. Let's get your take, Lieutenant Colonel Jim Carafano. What should we be doing?
Yeah, these are untethered, which means that, you know, they can target them. They have very little ability to actually maneuver them. So there's a good chance that, you know, eventually everything comes down. So the Chinese would I would suspect, make sure that there are things that are not recoverable in that, because eventually it would go down and somebody would find it. So I wonder if it is recoverable or not. The other point is probably the best intel we're going to get off of that thing is by monitoring its electrical transmissions, the information that comes out. That signal to intelligence is probably the most valuable thing. To me, the bigger issue is here is now they acknowledge, well, this isn't the first time this has happened. Apparently, one's over Guam, this one over Canada. So this has been an ongoing threat that they've never discussed with the American people. They never thought to mention it. To me, that's a really, really big problem.
I think it's a huge problem. Do you think this would be a difficult mission to retrieve this thing and bring it back down to Earth?
Yeah, because I think the Chinese would have
they'd be able to detonate it themselves?
They would self-destruct it or make it that if you got it, that it would be very difficult. I doubt that there is really sophisticated technology on there that we don't already have. They have something special. But this is what raises the really, really big question, which is the Chinese have exquisite and growing capability in space-based assets that do this stuff much better. Why are they doing this? Is there some kind of niche mission?
I could tell you why right now, and I think this dovetails into what's going on in Ukraine. I think that they have made an assessment, just like Vladimir Putin made an assessment, that Joe Biden is weak and frail, a cognitive mess, and he doesn't think, they don't think that the U.S. is going to do a damn thing about it. That's why they're getting away with it. Now,
remember,
I do think they fear Donald Trump. I think they really did fear him. And, you know, that little bit of, well, he might be crazy enough just to do it.
Yeah. You remember the used to be on TV show F Troop? There's a famous scene where the hot air balloon goes over the Hakawi tribe and they all just freak out.
I remember F Troop. I don't remember that particular episode.
Go on YouTube and find it. That's exactly what happened in the White House this morning. Look at the timeline from this morning. The first thing they did with the briefing was to try to dismiss this, downplay it. It was no big deal and everything. And then as the news of the morning really blew up, all of a sudden, you know, they're pulling back Tony Blinken and everything else. It's very clear that they are completely unprepared to deal with this, that they don't really want to challenge the Chinese, and they don't know how to do this. And it's chaos in the White House. So the Hakawi tribe is better at this than we are. The only thing that we have learned today...
By the way, you are really aging yourselves, because the percentage of this audience that remembers F Troop or Hogan's Heroes is probably, or Green Acres and Mr. Ed and Leave It to Beaver are probably not that large.
You're killing me here. But look, what we learned today is that this government is no better at defending our airspace than they are at defending our border. That is the takeaway that everybody should go to bed with tonight.
Well, I'd like this resolved by tonight. Maybe I'm just old-fashioned. I think they should be in the Situation Room right now. And I know Joe's headed off to Delaware, you know, like he spends every weekend with God knows who, because they won't release the list of the people that he's seeing. I want to know how many doctors he sees on a weekly basis, but we'll put that aside. Do you agree with me, Victoria, that the Chinese have just made a calculation like Putin has, is that the United States is in a weakened condition and they have a president without the courage and conviction to do something significant here?
Oh, absolutely. And this timing stinks to high heaven, because Tony Blinken was supposed to fly to Beijing over the weekend. And bear in mind, Sean, that trip was a diplomatic gift to the PRC, because the Biden administration imagines that they got some kind of a diplomatic agreement with the Chinese to prevent Putin from using a nuclear weapon in Ukraine at the end of last year. And the payoff for that was Blinken was going to go and kiss the ring in Beijing, and they would have a big dog and pony show. And that gave the administration a lot of encouragement that they could collaborate on Ukraine.
By the way, why am I the only one that feels relieved that Winkin Blinken isn't going? Because, frankly, I think he's an empty shell.
No, it would have been an awful trip. It never should have been scheduled. But I believe that they slow-walked this whole thing on the balloon because they didn't want a diplomatic or any kind of incident in advance of the trip. They wanted the trip to happen. And they only canceled it, as Jim said, when this whole news cycle blew up. And you can see how seriously the American people are taking this kind of thing from the response that this story got. But it's the trip never should have been scheduled. It's outrageous. The Chinese are not productive partners to us on anything, including climate and including Ukraine.
Quick break. We'll continue more with Victoria Coates, Lieutenant Colonel Jim Carafano on the other side. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We continue our coverage of this reconnaissance balloon sent by China flying over American airspace as we speak, and the pathetic reaction of the Biden administration with Victoria Coates and Lieutenant Colonel Jim Carafano. So they're claiming that this is Lieutenant Colonel civilian, which is a joke to me, civilian research airship. Do you believe that lie? Because I think it's a lie.
Well, first of all, we've seen other things. They are going over areas that look over military targets. And you can measure the electric transmit, the SIGINT transmission, so you know that that's not true. And they're probably encoded, nothing else, which you don't do in a civilian weather balloon. So it's complete nonsense. But, you know, to Victoria's point, it's only us that's stupid. Remember when we canceled the missile test because we didn't want the Russians to think that we were, you know, doing anything antagonistic? So we self-censor. But the Chinese Secretary of State's coming over, and we're violating American airspace. What's the big deal here? Let's do it anyway.
Let me ask you both this question, and you would know more than me. Would the communist Chinese, in all likelihood, if we made an attempt to take this balloon out of the sky and bring it down to Earth, and I believe it's possible? I do, because I believe in
our military capabilities. I'm not sure if we're keeping up with the communist Chinese. They've been building up their military for the last decade and spending massive amounts of money on it. Do you think that the communist Chinese Victoria would have the ability to detonate that balloon if any attempt by us was made to recover it?
I do think they have to have some kind of internal kill switch on the technology, but again, we should be able to counter that. I think it would be worth taking a look at whatever it is that we could get back from this thing. And the key thing, though, is to send them a message that we will not tolerate this kind of intrusion of U.S. airspace.
What do you think, Lieutenant Colonel?
Well, you know, you might be able to jam it and neutralize it and bring it down. This is very tactical. I mean, now we're just doing Tom Clancy stuff here to figure this out. But the one thing I really don't understand is the administration said, well, we can't shoot it down because it might hurt somebody on the ground. And the notion that you couldn't take that thing out of the sky with a minimum of risk, who buys that? I mean, that's just...
Yeah, I find this is just another embarrassing moment. Do you, either of you, believe, we have about 20 seconds for you each, do you believe that the Chinese have compromised materials on the Bidens based on what we know about their business dealings? Victoria?
It's hard to see how they don't, Sean. I mean, if they're giving Hunter Biden millions of dollars and diamonds, the diamonds are what really caught my attention. Who pays in precious stones at this point unless you're doing something nefarious? It is hard to see how this isn't compromised. And I think that's what the new Congress needs to focus on, figuring out what that paper trail is and where the president is actually vulnerable.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate both of you, Victoria Coates and Lieutenant Colonel Jim Carafano. Thank you for being with us. This is going to be interesting how this unfolds. And they're trying to downplay this. And all of you need to understand here what they're doing. And they're downplaying this as best they can. And, you know, the Pentagon spokesman, the Chinese spy balloon doesn't present a military or physical threat. Really? I'm not sure I believe that either. This is a threat long term. If they're gathering intelligence on our military installations, that would be a threat.
Sean Hannity Show, a thermonuclear MMA assault on fake news. Hannity's on right now.
25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for tuning in. Glad you're with us. We'll get to your calls, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Live audience show tonight on Hannity, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. Obviously, this invasion, if you will, of China with their beautiful balloon, reconnaissance balloon, and the Biden administration's impotence in seeming to deal with what would be a simple decision by anybody that had any bit of strength, knowledge, understanding of what the communist Chinese are doing. Well, full coverage of all of that, the very latest. Listen, Valentine's Day is fast approaching. What about giving the gift of beautiful skin, helping people look their best, pampering themselves at home? It's like a spa treatment at home with the best products on the market. Well, I'm talking about our friends at Chamonix and, of course, their great Genucel skincare packages. And their most popular package now is 70% off. It includes their latest breakthrough skincare technology, and that's Genucel's probiotic moisturizer. They're giving you that absolutely free. And these ingredients, you're thinking, wait a minute, probiotic? I find that in yogurt. That's right. They have the same nourishing benefits and goodness for your skin. And of course, they're always breaking new ground. And that's what Chamonix does. And these probiotic extracts target bad bacteria on the surface of your skin to restore balance to your skin's microbiome. And Linda loves this product as much as every other product. You're like the biggest champion.
And listen, Valentine's Day is coming up. You know, I want to look my best every day, but I want to look my absolute best on Valentine's Day so that Anthony can remember why we got together in the first place. You know what I'm saying? And don't even be having creepy skin and dark circles under my eyes. So, you know, everybody could use a little
I think
help.
We have a little TMI here. There's way too much information in this ad.
This is informative. It's helpful.
Go to Genucel.com/Sean right now. Genucel.com/Sean. Every order at Genucel.com from now till Valentine's Day includes a beauty box with two luxury gifts. and you're going to love it from our friends at Chamonix. Joining us now is a friend of mine and colleague, author of the book I Am the Storm, a fellow Fox employee, works on the hit show Fox and Friends. Janice Dean is with us. You might recall that she was probably the single most important voice for the voiceless, and that was the many thousands of families that lost loved ones during COVID because of the idiotic decision, in spite of every nursing home owner. It was almost a unanimous voice saying, please don't send people with COVID here. And it resulted in many people, the elderly in these nursing homes, dying. Massive numbers of people. And they did it at a time where the Navy medical ship was right outside and available to New York, but they didn't use it much. They had built a 3,000-bed, Donald Trump built it, hospital facility on the west side of New York. Nobody used that at all. And they even staffed it for the people of New York. This was in March and April of 2020. New York was an absolute mess. And they had the facilities built up and running, and the ability to take care of people without risking passing on or transmitting COVID to the elderly, which were the most vulnerable. That was the only one thing pretty much they got right. Everything else, it seems they got wrong. Anyway, Janice Dean called out Andrew Cuomo on this, and she wrote a book called I Am the Storm, Inspiring Stories of People Who Fight Against Overwhelming Odds. Janice, welcome to the program. Great to have you. And again, my condolences. You lost both your in-laws as a result of this idiotic decision, and there was no need for it.
Right. And we still don't have accountability. And I want to thank you and your listeners and your viewers, because you were one of the people that was having me on your program to talk about what was happening in New York when this governor, this disgraced governor, was being touted as a hero. And I felt like I was shouting into the wind. So I'm grateful to you for letting me communicate my message on what happened to my family.
Aren't we both lucky that we work in an environment where you had the support and the ability to bring this very important issue, because lives were hanging in the balance here, and speak out regularly and passionately and effectively about what was happening? I mean, this was insanity here. And you were the loudest voice challenging then New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. I guess he was busy writing his book or having his staff write his book on how great a leader he was during COVID, while all of this was going on simultaneously.
I'm so grateful, but I don't think the message made its way to the other media. I still feel like people don't know the story of how this governor infected nursing homes, put over 9,000 COVID positive patients without being able to test them, while nursing homes were saying, we cannot do this. And he knew, Sean, early on, he said multiple times, if the virus got into nursing homes, it would be like fire through dry grass. He said that several times, and this guy lit the match.
You know, it's such a sad, unbelievable story, and I know the pain. Once you lose a loved one, you can't bring them back. And yes, your life goes on, but there's always kind of that hole in your heart. My father died 6 months after I started at Fox in March of 1997, and I still think about him every day. My mom died not long thereafter. And it just is hard to deal with this. But to know at the end of the day, you had all of these hospital beds that were prepared. They actually changed the ventilation system at the Javits Center, I think you know this, so that they could take on COVID patients in an environment where it was far less likely that it could be spread inside of that hospital that was built there.
Right. And they went virtually unused. And we don't know why. Sean, this is why I continue almost 3 years later to advocate for all of these lives lost, because we still don't have the answers. Why did he write the March 25th order? And why was it in place for 46 days? Why did he give blanket immunity to the nursing home so that they couldn't be sued by families afterwards? And why didn't he use those facilities provided by the federal government? Those three things we deserve answers to, and he's getting off scot-free right now. Now, there are things that we are doing behind the scenes that I'm hopeful that someday we might have some accountability. But why is it up to us? Why is it up to my family to try to find out? Why isn't our government doing their investigation?
You see, I think a legal action will eventually favor you and all these other families that suffered with you. I really believe that. I think your case is that strong, and I think you'll win. But you know what that case won't be able to do? It won't be able to bring back one person that died as a result of this bad decision. And then, of course, then they tried to cover it up. That bothers me even more.
Yes. Yes, they did. And it's on tape. I mean, the governor's assistant, Melissa DeRosa, was in a closed-door meeting with Democrats, including Ron Kim, one of the loudest voices with me, because he lost an uncle in a nursing home. They were in a meeting, and she basically admitted that they were covering it up because they didn't want the Justice Department to find out that the numbers were bigger.
It's unbelievable. What is the status? I haven't asked you in a long time about this question. Is there going to be a class action suit?
We're working on that behind the scenes. You know how these things can take a long time. But I am confident that there will be some movement in that department. It's tough, though. This is you talk about against all odds. No lawyers wanted to take our case. We went through many meetings because of the fear of him and because of how he protected himself and the system for all of us to try to do that.
At any point, did anybody in New York, the governor, current governor, Cuomo, anybody ever reach out to you and say they're sorry? Ever reach out and say, you know what, on this point we got it wrong and it had horrible consequences? I'm sure that never happened.
If he had done that early on, Sean, I'm a very forgiving person. And instead of writing a $5.2 million book, chasing after a book deal while thousands of people were dying and using his executive chamber as a publishing company, if he had called families, if he had written condolence notes, we would have forgiven him. But instead, he continued to celebrate himself and blame everyone else. And that's why we're angry and we deserve answers.
I'm shocked that you're having a hard time getting an attorney for this class action suit. And I'll tell you why. This is a slam dunk case. You will win this case. I have every confidence in that.
We have some people, some really great people that have decided that it's worthy and it deserves attention. And we have the angels and the truth on our side. So, you know, I will give you more details when I have them, but I think I have found people that will stand beside us.
Well, as I've said to you before, I'll say it again. It can't be said enough. I'm so sorry what happened to you. You lost both your in-laws, your husband, a fireman, a great guy, lost his parents in this, and so many other families suffered as you did, and all of it, I believe, could have been preventable. Maybe not all of it, but a vast majority of it. And they were warned repeatedly not to do this, and they had better and other options available to them, and they didn't use them. And, you know, they were too busy patting themselves on the back. Anyway, the book is called I Am the Storm, Janice Dean. It's up. We're going to put it up on Hannity.com, Amazon.com, bookstores all around the country. Janice, appreciate you telling your story again and joining us. Thank you.
God bless you, Sean. Thank you so much.
800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Michael in the free state of Florida. Michael, how are you?
Hey, Sean.
What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to say, first off, first-time caller, but I've listened to you for years and love your shows, both on TV and radio.
That means a lot to me. Thank you. I'm glad you're out there. Can't do it without you. What's on your mind this Friday?
Thank you. Well, you know, everybody's talking about the balloon and, of course, the insanity that we've let a balloon run into the United States and going across the United States. And clearly there's no plan to bring it down. But I have this thought that I keep thinking about, and I know you've seen this, you know, from Top Gun and the original Top Gun movie, you've got the blip that becomes six blips. And, you think about, well, this is all safe. We know what it's doing. We're okay. Is there a chance that there's something else there that's hidden that they don't know, that their ego and whatnot? And then a side question to follow up with the balloon is, does this not show another sign that Biden is compromised? And I can't believe no reporter asked the general. Is all these decisions coming from the president, or are these decisions that the Pentagon also...
He's the commander-in-chief. I'm not buying that some people are telling him not to do this here. I'm not buying it at all. And the claim that this is a civilian research airship is baloney to me. I don't buy any of it. And, you know, I would have taken action. You make me president, snap your fingers. Let's imagine Sean Hannity president. I would have acted the hour I heard about this. Every single military expert would have been put on high alert. I would be in the Situation Room an hour after finding out about it, watching, or whatever, as soon as possible, watching an operation to either retrieve that balloon, take place, or to blow it out of the sky. There'd be no talks. There'd be no negotiations. There'd be no public comments until I could say that the Chinese violated our airspace, had a reconnaissance spy balloon flying over our country, and I, as your commander-in-chief, made the decision to retrieve it so we can see what technology they are using, or I blew it out of the air because that was the best option our military gave me. That's it. I don't think that's... Is that complicated? I don't think so.
I heard a balloonist talking about that he does the high-level helium balloon stuff, and he said, a couple of small holes. That's all you need, a couple of golf ball holes.
That's it.
And the start of descent. And the second it crosses international water into U.S. waters at 7 miles out, right?
Right.
That's when, okay, we've got it. It came, was coming from the Pacific. They knew it. Everybody could be watching. And, yeah. And if
I want to know the truth about when they first knew about this, too. Because you know what? We found out 68 days later that Joe had classified top secret documents. So.
Good point. Good point.
All right. Appreciate your call. Quickly, let's.
Broadcasting coast to coast, border to border, and all over America. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
I bet many of you did not know that your home could be stolen, but in fact, it can. As a matter of fact, you have criminals all around the world. They are targeting you, the American people, American homeowners. And here's the deal. Your home's title is the document that proves that you own your home. That title can easily be found online. And what these thieves are doing is they're forging your signature on a legal document claiming you sold them your home, when in fact you didn't. Then they take out loans on your home, and you don't find out until you get a late payment notice, a foreclosure notice, and they have long disappeared. And you might not know this, that many homeowners insurance policies don't cover this, and there are many common identity theft programs that don't protect you either. Now, I want you to register your address for free, no obligation. You will get a home title report for your files, $100 value, absolutely free. Just go to this website we've set up, hometitlelock.com/Sean. Verify that your home's title is still safely in your name. $100 value, absolutely free. They'll give you a free report on your home title situation and status. hometitlelock.com/Sean. That's hometitlelock.com/Sean.
So, Sean, we have some good news to end our show with, thank God, because we could all use it.
Thank God.
So we've been talking all week about GoldCo, and they're sponsoring this awesome contest on Hannity.com. You can win $500 in silver coins. 4 lucky people this month, 1 a week. Our first winner is SGC, our GoldCo winner from Studio City, California. SGC, you have won $500 in free silver from GoldCo. So if you guys want to enter, go to Hannity.com, and for info and rules, you can find out more there.
All right. Thank you. Good news on a weekend. All right. That's going to wrap things up for today. We are loaded up tonight. The latest on this spy balloon. I don't care what the communist Chinese say. It shouldn't be in our airspace, period. End of sentence. Mike Pompeo. I'm dying to hear how he would respond to this. I believe a lot different. Is Joe Biden, based on the Biden syndicate and their business dealings with China and Russia, are they compromised? That is a legitimate and fair question. We will ask it tonight and much, much more. We have Biden's blunders, which has now become a popular Friday segment that we're doing. We got a panel of guests, And also, we've got a lot to talk about. Mark Garagos will be back. You know, when you hear about the parent of a child brutally beaten up in school on a school bus and wants to press criminal charges, when you see this video, it is going to make you cry. We got LJ, we got Janice Dean, we got much, much more. 9 Eastern, our audience edition show, Hannity on the Fox News Channel. We'll see you tonight back here on Monday. Thank you for making this show possible.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.